This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
If you and me, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you tuned in listening for the voice of Bradley Bean, he's off today. I am filling in for him. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God, and I'll be filling in for Bradley today, live here from the rainy U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina. If you'd like to check us out online, we invite you to do so, sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also find us on a number of outlets, including Facebook, which, for whatever that's worth right now, they continue to censor us. Look up Bradley Bean or Sons of Liberty, and you can find us there. Be sure to hover over the following section there of the site, like the page, and then hover over that, and then make sure you check to get notifications from us first. This ensures that that goes into your feed, and that really helps us get the message out to you. Also, you can follow Bradley on Twitter at BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on Twitter. And you can also find us on Mumblet, MeWe, Spreely, Gab, and Minds as well. If you're on any of those social media platforms, we are taking a hold there, too, spreading the message as far and wide as we can. So please look us up there and like the page and follow us there on Sons of Liberty. Now, in the second half of the show, I'm going to get to some of the stuff going on with the shooting and stuff like that. We'll take a couple of pot shots at some of the things that were in the top of the news. Our top of the hour news there about currency manipulation, if I can remember that, which is just utterly silly. Anyway, I've got a special guest on the line with me today. The name of the organization that my guest is from is called SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. And again, that's what they strive to do. They reach out to those Christians who are being persecuted throughout the world and seek to provide them not only prayer support via other believers here and other areas, but also financial support and other things. And this is Dee Dee Logeson. And Dee Dee, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You there?
Hey, Tim. Yep, I'm here.
All right, great, great. Well, we want to bring you on and just kind of let you tell people what SaveThePersecutedChristians.org is all about, what you guys do. So let's start off with sort of an overview. How long have you guys been doing what you're doing? How'd you get started? And then we'll follow up with, some of what you're doing currently.
Sure. Save the Persecuted Christians started in February of 2018 as a coalition of nonprofit leaders and faith leaders in America who are concerned that Americans don't know about the global crisis of persecution targeting Christians all around the world in more and more countries every year. And so this coalition is made up of over 150 different groups that are waging political warfare against the persecutors and their enablers, and really trying to raise the bar of awareness here in the United States. So we're both a coalition and a grassroots movement to really bring to bear everything we can to circumvent the media that will not report on these horrendous atrocities against Christians.
Some Ryan, where are you seeing some of that concentrated the most?
Well, you see it very much concentrated, as everybody in America did follow what happened in the Middle East with the rise of ISIS and their ability to just really spread through Iraq and Syria and really persecute the Christians and the Yazidis and other religious minorities there with incredible violence. But we are seeing as well ISIS is repositioning itself in the Sahel of West Africa, in really exploding out of Nigeria and Mali and the Democratic Republic of, or the Central African Republic, all around the Lake Chad region. You are seeing a lot of activity of the Islamic State there. And even to the point of many people are saying that there is a genocide of Christians happening in Nigeria right now, that is both top-down, bottom-up, from the federal government of Nigeria, supported by it, and being enabled by a lot of money and arms moving into the Sahel. You also see it in places like India, and we saw with the Easter bomb attacks in Sri Lanka,
right,
and also in Asia. So, and China is just doubling down on its persecution of Christians right now.
Okay, all right. Now, I'm sure some people are surprised because our president has said ISIS has been decimated, but all they do is scatter them. They don't actually go in there and destroy them because it's an ideology these people follow, and people don't understand that when we're dealing with the issue of Islam. It's an ideology that's upheld, and all they're doing is spreading it into another area without actually dealing with it. And the only way we know that we can deal with it is, one, there has to be justice. That's the first thing. And then the second thing, we've got to bring the gospel into these people to break the bondage they're under with the deception of things like Islam. These people want to go and attack our brothers and sisters. And so we've got to exercise not only a political warfare, but a spiritual one as well, because we don't war against flesh and blood. You know, ours is with the prince of darkness and the principalities in heavenly places. So I'm glad you guys are out on the front line doing that. We're going to come up on a break here in just a little bit. And but before we do, tell people how they can find out more about you guys.
Sure. We are at SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. We've also started a news aggregator to collect stories of persecution of Christians at ChristianPersecutionNews.com. And you can find all the information you need at those two sites, SaveThePersecutedChristians.org and ChristianPersecutionNews.com.
Okay. And can people, if they like what they hear here, can they donate to you guys through that?
Yes, absolutely. We have a method for donations at SaveThePersecutedChristians.org.
Okay, great. Great. All right, we'll be right back with Dee Dee here from SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. Stick with us, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. On the line we have with us Dee Dee Loggison from SaveThePersecutedChristians.org. And Dee Dee, we come up against a break there. I want to give you time to give out your information so that people, if they're interested, and we'll do that before you go, if they want to support you in any way, whether it's financially or through prayer, or if you've got things that people can do, we want to give them opportunity to not just sit around, but to do something about what's going on. Now, you told us that you guys are seeing a lot of this movement move from the Middle East, where there's a persecution of Christians, down into Africa, which has been going on for years. That's not anything new. That was going on even before ISIS, that we were covering stories where a lot of the Islamists would go into entire villages of Christians and seek to basically wipe them out. So we're aware that, you know, it's been going on there. What about Christians in the United States? Do you guys deal with any of the persecution that goes on here in the United States by chance?
Sure. I think it's really important for Americans to understand that the Sharia supremacists of the Islamic ideology are active globally. The jihad that has been waged is not something that is limited to any specific region, and that's why it is something so very dangerous that Americans need to be very aware of. And it is happening here in the United States as well. We are definitely seeing the soft persecution of Christians. And Christians have abdicated truth. We've held ground here in the United States for the entire history of our country, our great nation. But now we are seeing that Christians are playing soft, and they're not standing either for values or for the faith that is the foundation of this incredible country. We are a promise and a gift to the rest of the world, but we must retain our roots here in the United States in order to continue to be that blessing to the world. Save the Persecuted Christians advocates for Christians everywhere who are being persecuted. And we are exceedingly concerned about the jihad that is being waged in South Africa, or in the West, the Sahel of Africa, in that it is growing, and we have entrenched people in the U.S. administration, and especially the U.S. State Department, that refuse to acknowledge the religious nature of the violence that is happening there towards Christians. Even in the last week, pastors and clergy in Nigeria were kidnapped, murdered. Their children have been kidnapped and held. It's explosive, and it is a situation that is not being appropriately addressed. We thank the Trump administration for all the work they did to battle back ISIS in the Middle East. But if we do not address very quickly what is happening in the Sahel, we are going to see a situation that puts what happened in the Middle East to shame. It will be a massive refugee outflow from all of these countries in the Sahel of Africa, and it's an existential threat to the United States of America, and something we very much must address and quickly. There is a genocide happening in Nigeria, and most people in America have not even begun to hear about it. So in June, we brought a delegation of witnesses to violence in Nigeria to Washington, D.C. We went on a three-week pilgrimage with Rebecca Sharibu, who is the mother of Leah Sharibu. Leah was kidnapped in February of 2018. At 14 years of age, she refused to renounce her faith in Jesus. She chose faith over freedom and is still held by ISWAP, which is the Islamic State in West Africa. It's an offshoot of the very dangerous terrorist group Boko Haram. We were able to bring Rebecca Sharibu to the vice president's office, and because of our meeting there, Vice President Pence summoned the vice president of Nigeria, Yemi Osinbajo, to the United States for a, as we call it, come to Jesus meeting, and to directly address what is happening in Nigeria. And we are assured by the vice president's office at this point that they have a new perspective on what is happening there and are keeping a close watch on it. So we're very active in that regard. Something that ordinary people can do is just come to SaveThePersecutedChristians.org and join our movement. This is the grassroots, when we are so much stronger when we stand together. And that grassroots is currently in the United States holding lobbyists, American law firms who advocate on behalf of persecuting regimes like communist China, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the Palestinian Authority, and Cameroon. Squire Patton Boggs is one of the biggest law firms in the United States of America, and we have a multi-faith letter that has been signed asking them to drop these countries of persecution from their client list. It is just abhorrible that an American law firm would be advancing the cause of these persecuting regimes. So on July 10th, we held in 15 different cities religious freedom rallies to call on Squire Patton Boggs to drop their clients, China and Saudi Arabia and Qatar and the Palestinian Authority. It's just really, and so this grassroots comes together to speak to our elected officials, to hold these rallies, to sign on letters to members of Congress, and to really raise the voice of concerned citizens in America for persecution here in the United States and internationally. We must push back against it.
Yeah, of course. I mean, there has to be an outcry of that. One of the things that I think that we really need is we really need some people to bring the true gospel in our own government so that it takes root in those who represent us. If they're just going to be moved around every time that we, you know, voice what needs to be done, which we do need to do that, we need them to be aware of it on their own. We need them to have the kind of heart that says, hey, this is going on. They're there before we are as the people.
Yeah.
And they recognize it, and they're moving on it because they sense these people are brothers and sisters in Christ. And this certainly was something that was early in our founding. As you said before, our founders were clearly Christian. when they came off the Mayflower and they established us as a Christian nation. Now, and that carried over actually hundreds of years later when Thomas Jefferson had to deal with the Islamists and those, you know, kidnapping other people over there of what came out of the Barbary Wars. So it's not like we haven't dealt with it before, but you're saying there's this whitewashing among many in government about what Islam is, and it's not radical. It's what it actually is. It's not radical. It's devout people doing these things. So are there other areas? Because I've read about there are certain areas of the world where there are Hindus who actually attack Christians, and there are Buddhists, which normally those people are considered to be, you know, somewhat peaceful. But there are other people who attack Christians as well, and some who aren't even, quote-unquote, religious. They're communists.
Yes, absolutely. In India, you have Hindu nationalism under Prime Minister Modi, which is absolutely targeting Christians and other religious minorities. And it is highly concerning. In Myanmar, also known as Burma, you have Buddhist nationalists who are very much oppressing and persecuting the Karen people who are Christians in that land and others. So it's not just Muslims who are being persecuted horrendously in Burma, but also Christians. And the Christians get short shrift, though. They're often not mentioned. And it is the whitewash that you speak of is coming not only from our elected officials, but the media and also faith leaders here in the United States. It
Yep.
seems that American Christians and faith leaders are bending over backwards to give room to Islamic ideology, which is a deceptive ideology and dangerous to its core. And we as Christians need to do everything we can to stand together, to raise our voice, and to hold our ground. You know, it's John 16:4 says, in fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering up worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you. And that is something that we need to cling to, that this is an age of persecution like the world has never seen before, an age of persecution of all religions, but most especially the most persecuted group in the world are Christians. And they
now,
are
BD,
being
we're up against a break here. Tell people real quick, you got about 10 seconds, tell them where they can find out more about you.
SaveThePersecutedChristians.org and follow us at ChristianPersecutionNews.com.
All right, that's BD Loggison. Thank you for joining us here on Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS, and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Two additional victims have died following the mass shooting on Saturday in El Paso, Texas, bringing the number of people killed to 22.
Unfortunately, these wounds have been devastating and major, and we are deeply saddened to be here today to have to tell you that two patients have passed.
President Trump will visit El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio on Wednesday. The president also addressed the nation from the White House and says enough is enough.
We are outraged and sickened by this monstrous evil, the cruelty, the hatred, the malice, the bloodshed, and the terror.
Rocky day on Wall Street as the Dow is down over 700 points, mainly based on the U.S.-China trade war as that continues to escalate. China has also allowed its currency to fall to its lowest level against the dollar in more than a decade. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Before you signed the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there, all at great prices every day. And now a ream of Staples copy paper is just $3.49. That's our lowest price of the season. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only ends 8/10/19. Valid on SKU 135855 while supplies last, limit 10.
All right, welcome back to Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to join in this part of the show, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, please stick to the topic. We're going to be on the issue of the shootings and all of the fallout that's coming on with that. By the way, if you're joining us now and you don't recognize my voice, I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bradley's off for today. I'm filling in for him live here from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. And that was D.D. Loggison, if you were here for the first half hour. If not, you can catch that on the flip side of the repeat at GCN Live for the next 24 hours. And then there's a podcast, too. You can find that little link on GCN Live and be able to listen to that as well and help save the persecutedchristians.org and even join in that, not just by giving, but by praying and also calling them up, seeing what you can do in your area. Because there are persecuted Christians here in the United States as well, okay? Don't think that that's just going on across the world. But that's happening here in the United States, a Christian nation, because Christians have not stood their ground. They have not held up the true gospel that calls men to repent of sin, not just tack on Jesus as your buddy, God as, you know, the big daddy, the man in the upstairs, the big daddy. He is a holy, just judge, but he, in his mercy, has called some and forgiven them and made them heirs and joint heirs with the Son to everything. And this is the message of the Sons of Liberty, is that Christ is king. He's not asking to be king. He's not asking for you to submit to his lordship. He's commanding it of you. And if you don't submit to his lordship, you're going to be smashed. That's what Peter talks about when he says people who fall on the stone of offense, they're shown mercy. But if that stone falls on you, you're going to be crushed to powder. And so the message of the Sons of Liberty is not one of hate. It's one of love. It's saying, hey,
fellow American, you need to turn to Christ. He's the King. And if you don't turn to Him, you're in big trouble. Not with me, not with Bradley Dean, but with the King. Because the King sees all and He knows all, and you better submit to Him. And that's for the nations too, by the way, Psalm 2:10, where it talks about, kiss the Son, lest He be angry. And He come and destroy you in His displeasure. So the call is for the nations to come to bow at the feet of King Jesus, learn of Him, be discipled of Him, to obey all He's commanded. And sadly in America, we have lost that. We have lost, the professed church has lost that concept of Jesus Christ. They've just lost it. They think Jesus is just the sweet old grandfather who just wants to take everybody in and, you know, keep them as they are in their sin and, you know, not save them from it. My goodness, people. Matthew 1:21. He shall be called Jesus, for He will save His people from their sins. Not the consequence, just the consequence of their sin, but from their sin. He delivers them from the slave taskmasters of sin, and He truly sets them free. And that picture is with God bringing His people out through Moses, who's a shadow of the true Christ, leading the people away from captivity and slavery and leading them to freedom, even though they're a bunch of complaining, stiff-necked people. He leads them out into freedom, and so Christ does the same for His people. Now, with that said, the talk of the weekend has been these mass shootings. And you can see it coming. You can see it coming. And I'm gonna give you the words right out of Donald Trump's mouth himself. Somebody in the Trump administration needs to get under this guy and first give him a true gospel. That's the first thing. This guy doesn't know Christ. He knows about Christ, but he doesn't know Christ. That's very evident from some of the language that he's used to some of the actions that he's taken and other things. Okay? Somebody needs to give him first the true gospel and call him to repentance. That's the first thing. And to true faith in the true Jesus Christ. That's the first thing. The second thing is somebody needs to get under him and teach him the Constitution. That needs to happen across the board. It's not just with Donald Trump. It's with all of our representatives. There are many who represent us who don't have a clue as to what the Constitution says about the limitations of their role in representation or about the limits of the federal government. So we have Donald Trump talking to China, hypocritically, I might add, about them being currency manipulators. Well, let's think about this for a second. Who's the biggest currency manipulators that I know? Well, it's the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve. And Donald Trump wants to go into QE4. That's printing more money. That's currency manipulation, if you don't know what that is. And when you print more money, you devalue the money you have because you've got more of it out there. In case some of you don't understand the whole concept of Bitcoin, it's fiat money too, right? It's really worthless except for the people who consider it a value. And why are people paying whatever they're paying, thousands of dollars for a Bitcoin now? It's because it's very limited. You can only have so many Bitcoins. You can't manufacture them. You can't print them up. You can't just make them out of thin air. There's only a limited number of those, and that's why they hold their value. Now, yeah, they shot up way past their value, but that's the point. That's what it is. If there's a limited edition of something that's made, it becomes more valuable than something that just, you know, people are going to print it all the time or they're going to make it all the time. Something that's limited has value. It contains more value than something that's just ordinary and common. That's just a simple concept to grasp, okay? Now, that was my little bit on currency from the top of the hour news, because I think it's just utterly hypocritical for us to chastise anybody else about currency manipulation when we're doing it ourselves, okay? All right, the second thing is, and I'm going to finish this out through the rest of the show, but just to give you a taste here, because
we're up here about 4 minutes before the break, and then we're going to have a short last segment here. These shootings, here's what I want you to think about, especially the one in El Paso, okay? These kinds of things have happened to stir up revolutions in other nations across the world. And one of the issues is that you have to understand the timing. What was the news that we just had last week? Oh, the FBI. Yep, the FBI, not under James Comey, not under Barack Obama, not, under Andrew McCabe, not any of those guys. The FBI under Donald Trump came out and said, oh, you people who are conspiracy theorists. And where did that come from? Well, that started being propagated by the CIA to shut down anybody who questioned the official narrative coming out of the federal government. You conspiracy theorists, you're possible domestic terrorists. We're going to keep an eye on you guys. That came out last week. And what do we have in the El Paso shooting? We've got a guy who's basically doing the same thing that knucklehead down in New Zealand did when he went into a mosque, and it's questionable whether or not he actually carried out anything. In fact, it was so questionable. Some of the things that were in those videos, or the video, the live stream that he did, it was so questionable that Australia, well, not New Zealand, Australia was threatening internet infrastructure all over the globe with lawsuits as if they have power to do that, okay? But these infrastructures are so keyed in with the agenda that they were shutting down websites, they were banning YouTube channels and threatening people like Brideon, Mike Adams over there at Brideon. If your people even have that video up, you're done. They're going to cut you off. You can't even have it up there to download. Now, I kept a copy of it, but that's what they were saying. This is the message that was communicated to those who were simply trying to report the truth, trying to put it out there so people saw it and they could determine it for themselves, while New Zealand attacked their own people over it. You say, well, I don't remember any attacks. As soon as they said, we're going to have an assault weapons ban, they were attacking their people. Now, frankly, I'm surprised we didn't hear that come right out, especially in the election year, of the attack of your rights, people. I'm just surprised we didn't have it. Now, frankly, if and when, it's more likely when, it's just we don't know when, that comes out here in America, I can tell you what I'm going to say. I'm not complying. I'm not complying with it. It's unlawful. It's immoral. It's evil, it's wicked, and it just leads to more wickedness. Okay, that's what it is. But the thing is that ties these two things together, New Zealand and El Paso, is this guy in El Paso writes this thing, right, this manifesto, and he wants to kind of link Trump in there with it and white nationalism and all this other stuff. That's the same stuff this guy down in New Zealand was doing or alleged to have done. Same stuff, same thing. And I know some of you out there is still backing Trump. Look, we should pray for him. He's our president, and we should do that. But we got to hold his feet to the fire, man. He's the one who asked to be in the job, right? I didn't put him up there. He asked to be in the job. And with that said, on the other side of the break, I'm going to read you what President Trump said about what should be done in the wake of these shootings. For those of you in the know, for those of you who have your eyes open, and for those of you who have been paying attention, this will not surprise you at all. But for those of you who have made Donald Trump an idol, a Caesar in your eye, a god, it's going to surprise you, and I'm going to call you to repentance right after this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis. I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty final segment here. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to join in, please stick to the topic. We're talking about the shooting here. I'm going to be giving you some information regarding our president. And I say that very strategically, if you will, our president. I'm not like these people that say, well, Obama's my president. No, Obama's not my president. Well, Obama was never a president anyway. He was a usurper for anybody that had a clue. Donald Trump is the president. He's a legitimate president. He was legitimately elected. He's a natural-born citizen, all of that. But here's the thing. Here is what he's talking about. Remember, he stood before you NRA members when he was elected, and he said, the attacks on the Second Amendment are now over. Just as he pushed red flag laws. That's an attack on the Second Amendment. It's an attack on the Fourth Amendment. It's an attack on the Fifth Amendment. He went way beyond what Barack Hussein Obama's Satoru Sabarka did. Okay, way beyond it. And he got it. He got it. And people praised him. Some of you NRA people praised him over it. The bump stock ban. Some of the leaders didn't like it because, oh, it went ex post facto, didn't it? There's a guy in Texas that's got a lawsuit against the federal government over it because he had to destroy tens of thousands of dollars worth of bump stocks because it was ex post facto law, which you're not supposed to write per our Constitution, and the executive branch has no authority to be writing that. None, zero, nothing. Now, what happens in the wake of the shooting? What do we hear from the president's mouth? Well, we hear the usual thing, obviously, and the condolences there for the family. God bless the people of El Paso, Texas. God bless the people of Dayton, Ohio.
You know, the FBI is on it. Local and state law enforcement are working together. They're going to sort this out. You know, it's all this kind of praise for government and sort of a hat tip to, you know, God blessing you and stuff. And then comes the catch. This is what Donald Trump tweeted out. Okay? Today. This is what he tweeted out today, just before 7 o'clock. We cannot let those killed in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio die in vain. Now, you know what's coming after that. It isn't, we've got to make sure that people are armed and trained and carrying everywhere they go and exercising their God-given rights. Nope, that's not what it was. He said, likewise, for those so seriously wounded, we can never forget them. Okay, I don't know how that means they die in vain, but here it comes. And those who came before them, Republicans and Democrats, must come together. Not over the Constitution, not over the Second Amendment, not over the Fourth Amendment, not over the Fifth Amendment about due process, which, by the way, let me just make a point about that, about due process. Due process assumes you are innocent until proven guilty. Any of you people still remember that's an American concept, it's a Christian concept? You're innocent until proven guilty. Not with our federal government, not with Donald Trump, not with Republicans, not with Democrats. Here's what Donald Trump said. Republicans and Democrats must come together and get strong background checks. What is that? What is a background check? Well, I can tell you. You go down there to the sheriff's office in your local county, and you get them to print out whether or not you've had criminal activity in your background. Then you have to send that stuff in. And if you're part of a CWP program, which, again, honestly, it's unconstitutional because, again, you're going in asking permission, having to pay somebody, the state nonetheless, for permission to carry your weapon concealed. Do you understand that, people? You are asking permission to do something your Constitution says you have a God-given right, and that government, instead of taking your money to give you a permit to exercise your God-given right, they're saying, well, no, you owe us money to do that, and we're not even going to be responsible for giving you permission to do it. You understand? You understand how you're being swindled out of your freedom? That's how you're doing it. I remember my uncle before he passed. He carried about 3 guns. He was as big as a beanpole. He carried 3 guns on him at all times, ever since I was a little kid. Little skinny guy. He looked like he was, you know, mafia dude. I mean, really, he did. and he told me, he says, I almost wish I hadn't gotten the CWP. I carried these guns all my life, and you know, just recently got it. He said, I could have just plain, you know, called ignorance or whatever. But he carried the guns everywhere he went. Bank, government guns, didn't matter where he went. He wasn't going to be a victim. He wasn't going to let government, the tyrannical beast, tell him what to do. So, here's Donald Trump. Get strong background checks. Well, what are strong background checks? They are assuming you're guilty and you have to prove you're innocent to have a gun. Now, you don't have to do that to own a car and go mow people down like a lot of Islamists who go and rent trucks, right? I mean, come on. Let's take it and apply it across the board. We don't do that, do we? No, we do not. We just see if you got a driver's license, right? Make sure you got insurance on our truck that we're going to rent you. And you can mow down as many people as you want, and we'll deal with you after the fact. Why? Because then it becomes a crime. You can't stop a crime if it's not going on, right? But listen to the rhetoric. It's just like Obama. It's just like the Democrats. It's just like the rhinos, right? It's just like all those people that you complain about. But because it's Trump, many of you are going to give him a pass and say, yeah, we need some strong background checks to stop these guys. Then he wants to do this. Watch, he makes it political, completely political. Must come together, the Republicans and Democrats, and get strong background checks, perhaps marrying the legislation with desperately needed immigration reform. Well, Mr. Trump, I thought you promised the people you were going to fight for them, that this was going to be so easy, that this wall was going to be so huge, and we were going to have it all over that those hundreds or thousands of miles that need to be over. And what's happened is the people have had to step up to do what you promised them you would do. Well, Jim, you don't understand the Democrats were in his way. Okay. Think what you want, people. I'll just point you to James 2. Watch those who say and then see. Say and see. Say and see. The old talk is that money talks and the other stuff walks, right? That's what James is saying. It's not about what you're saying. It's about what you're doing. What are you doing? You're in a booming economy, but many of you have lost your jobs. Your taxes are still higher. You're still paying for Obamacare, some of you, in your last tax payment. Saying and seeing, what is it? Quit listening to the useful idiots in the Operation Mockingbird CIA-controlled media. Okay? Now Trump wants to tie in more gun control legislation, and it's gun confiscation legislation is what it is. He's already been pushing red flag laws. Those are violations of the Constitution all over the place. He wants to tie that in with immigration reform. How about this, Mr. Trump? Instead of dumping 200,000 people out into the U.S. population who are here illegally over a five-month period since December last year to, I think it was June this year, something like that, May, why don't you start enforcing the law and having your border agents, instead of pulling up air-conditioned buses, to take them to buildings where they're going to be crammed and whatever, where you're going to be getting, you know, the squad pointing at you or whatever. Why don't you line the Border Patrol guys up there on the border, and when you see the people approaching, say, nope, you're not welcome to come across the line. We're not going to let you come across the line. We're not going to let you come across the line to cost taxpayers more money that they're already paying for us to be here. We're going to stop you from coming across the line. Why don't you do that for a change? Nope, that would solve the problem, or it would solve part of the problem. The other part's in the welfare part. Nobody wants to touch that. Republicans, Democrats, they don't want to touch that. The other part's the warfare state. Nobody wants to touch that stuff either. All this unconstitutional spending that Donald Trump is wanting to work with socialists and communists and Islamists in the Democrat side with, that's going to be unconstitutional spending. It's going to put you $2 trillion more in debt, folks. But he's playing 3D chess. Oh, I'm sorry, 4D, 5D chess. You just don't understand the brilliance, the mind. I'm telling you, people, you are being played. You're being played. If I'm wrong, I'll be the first one to say I'm wrong about it. But he's telling you right here, he's going to compromise it, your rights to get something he wants. Your rights mean nothing to him any more than it does the majority of the representatives in Congress. And you better keep an eye on it, and you better hold their feet to the fire, and you better email and call them all you can to let them know you're watching. Because if you don't, they're going to take it. All right, this is Tim Brown. I hope you guys have a great week, great Monday. 23 hours, Bradley be here with you again. Till then, see ya.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.